What kind of movies do I like? That's a good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. What kind of movies do I like? Where do I spend my time, my happy time, my joyous time, my relaxing time, my time where things just sort of melt into my consciousness without my ever thinking about it? Where do I spend my time? What do I spend my time doing? Do I like to read books? Do I like to go to movies? Do I like to watch dramas on television? Do I like to get into exciting adventures? Do I like to do sport car driving and playing golf? What sort of things do I like to do? What sort of adventures do I like? What sort of movies do I like to go to? Good question, isn't it? As I think about these things, I have a pretty good idea of what I am piling into my mind, what I'm piling into my consciousness, what I'm piling into my life. Now, people who work in the movie theater and put on these movies and produce these movies, their life is filled with it day in, day out. But they know that it all is just pretend. They know that they're in the theater and that when they leave the theater at night, they go home and they leave behind themselves all that business that they had of producing a movie. But yet, whether we like it or not, these things have a way of entangling themselves into our consciousness. They entangle themselves into our thinking, into our life, into our world. And as they entangle themselves into our life and our world, they become part and parcel of who and what we are. The more we allow ourselves to be involved in movies that are rather dramatic and rather dominating to our consciousness, the more we are thinking in those areas. And you think, surely not, surely not. Look at these great philosophers, look at these great writers, look at these great people who are able to write these things and do these things. Are they bound into those stories? Well, look at their personal lives, and you have a pretty good idea. Look at the personal lives of any people in your world. What sort of things do they continuously and oftentimes totally involve their thinking in? Are they involved in the wild attitudes of the movies, the wild attitudes of the theater? Are they involved in those things? Think about it. Think about them. When people think that sex is okay under all circumstances and that we do not have to use good judgment in that, then away she goes. Away she goes. The selling of Viagra and all of these sort of things these days just tells us that the manufacturers of these substances are attempting to train us in a new field, in a new attitude. They say, the doctors even, they say that we should have more and more of these sexual attitudes in our life. We should have more and more of this in our world. And pretty soon, that becomes our dominant thought. That becomes our dominant thinking. And whenever we look at each other, we look at each other as a sex object rather than looking at each other as an object of intellectual delight, of emotional imagination and charm. If we teach these things to our children as they're growing up, we can be sure that they will follow that pathway throughout their entire life. We have, in a way, been taught that throughout our childhood and throughout our life. And the world gets more and more like that as it goes along. It gets more and more like that as it goes off into the wilderness. We look at some of the third world countries where these things are rampant, and they're killing the people off by the millions because these diseases that come with that are just utterly destructive and tear down the nation, tear down the world. We are a people, a human being. We are divine human beings, to be sure. And as divine human beings, we give ourselves values, we give ourselves morals, we give ourselves purpose and direction in life. And if we allow ourselves to go and vicariously live these attitudes in movies and theater activity, and we say that this is a good movie and that's a bad movie, this is a good movie, well acted, and that's a bad movie because it's poorly acted, not what the actions were, but how they were done. If we would truly like to find out who we are, all we have to do is look at what we are interested in. What is the most important thing in our life? What is the most important? Is family the most important thing in our life? What could be more noble than that? Is raising our children to have values and to have ways of doing things that make them harmonious with all the world and make them first harmonious with themselves? How important is that? What is it that we want out of life? Oh, we're going to be categorized, we're going to be pushed down whenever we stand up for a principle. And that's just the normal way it is. Because whenever animals stand up to protect their family, then they are standing up against a tough foe. When people and animals and beings go out and take care of their family, they provide them with a home, they provide them with food, they provide them with the necessaries of life. It's not always an easy thing to do. All people aren't CEOs earning salaries that are outrageous. Many people are earning limited income, and many people live on this limited income. The only unfortunate thing is we have television. And on the television, we have so many things that are teaching the lack of values, so many things that are teaching us the lack of morals, the lack of right action. And the doctors in the internet, they're all trying to promote better health and better sex and better things of that nature. And they're doing that to go along with where the money is. And so many of these doctors who are teaching us to use natural things in our diet, they do the same thing as the medical doctors who are teaching us to use the unnatural medicines in our diet. What are we going to do? How can we live in a world like this where the very people who should be guiding us into our highest and best are guiding us to our lowest and worst? What can we do in a society like that? What can we do in a world like that? How can we survive? Well, we survive by stopping this outward searching for amusement, outward searching for amazement, outward searching for something to attract us and distract us, and starting to look within. The great thinkers are not men and women who look outward. They're men and women who look inward. Because the outward is but a reflection of what we are doing inside of ourselves. And if we will look inside of ourselves, rather than spending so much time in the movies and in the theater and in the television and videos, if we will spend time in ourselves, listening to that divine voice within us, listening to that divine magic within us, listening to who we are, finding out that this divinity that created us, our divinity that created us, is beautiful and good and uplifting. It provides us with a fantastic mind, a mind filled with beautiful things. It provides us with a fantastic body, a body that is whole and perfect, because that's where our consciousness is. It provides us with all the values that make life worth living, that make us proud of ourselves and of our children and of our country, make us proud of our government, make us proud of our people, make us proud of ourselves. It's a condition that we need to look at very carefully. I need to look at very carefully. How much time am I spending on Hogan's Heroes? How much time am I spending on Eureka? How much time am I spending on these programs that are available that are so charming and so compelling? Am I taking the time to quietly meditate, to sit in my own inner self, to be aware of that divine movie that goes on inside of me and tells me that I am good and very good, that tells me that I am God, that tells me that I am the creator of my world, that tells me that whatever adventures and whatever excitement that comes into my world, I have created by my thought alone. As I listen to that movie, as I listen to that theater, as I go into that book, the book within myself, the greatest book that was ever written is the Bible in me, the Bible in you, the Bible in each of us, is the greatest Bible that's ever been written. And there will be nations that will write Bibles, there will be cultures that will write Bibles, and there will be peoples that will write Bibles. But the only Bible that really matters is the Bible that you and I write within ourselves in our daily meditations, in our daily listening, in our daily introspective action, and listening to God in us, as us, revealed to us all that is good and beautiful. Or we can allow ourselves to be distracted by the world about us. We can allow ourselves to be distracted by all of the activities that are going on in the theater, all of the activities that are going on. You look at the great operas, and what are they doing? They're chasing each other's wives and husbands. They're trying to destroy the marriage. They're trying to destroy the culture. They're trying to destroy things. And how strange it is that we call that good. We call that the hoi polloi, the top of the line. And it's the bottom of the gutter. When will we learn? Oh, people will hear me say this and they'll say, oh boy, Herb, you certainly have a sad attitude about what the world is. And I say, no, I don't. I say I have a very good attitude about what the world is because I listen within. I watch the movies going in my heart. I watch the dreams, desires, and goals of my inner self. And these dreams and desires and goals are for the highest and best of myself and the highest and best of all humanity. And as I seek this highest and best of myself and the highest and best of all of my creation, much has to be discarded, but much has to be brought out from within me, for all mankind is within me. All life is within me. All desires, goals, and dreams are within me. And as I live from within myself, the outer will be the perfect example of that. Yes, we have dreams, we have goals, we have desires, we have values. And oftentimes those values seem as though we are not upholding them. But when we live in our own inner self to be ourselves and have fun, we won't need those outer things that are apparently naughty, apparently not desirable. We won't need to chase after those things. We will enjoy all the aspects of life, and we will put our values on our highest and our very best. And unfortunately, choosing the theater that complements what we believe is not too easy to find. but choosing the theater that complements what we believe is one of our tremendous objectives in life, one of our very important objectives for us to look at and follow and give our heart to, give our life to, give our thinking to. And we can do it. And we can do it every moment of our life if we choose to do it. But it means we have to make that very special choice of where our values are. What is our dream for life? What is highest and best for us? When we find out by listening within what is our highest and best, we'll find that that pathway is the most exciting pathway we could ever entertain. And today, I entertain that pathway. How about you? Are you on that pathway also? I kind of think you are. You wouldn't be in my world unless you were. And together, we'll walk down that pathway of values, pathway of joy, being ourselves and having fun. Join with me in this eternal path that I walk upon. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.